There's been a big drop in the prescribing and use of antibiotics here, down by 20% this year up to the end of October. Public health experts have been concerned for many years that increased use of antibiotics is leading to the growth of bacteria that are resistant to such drugs. Let's talk again to GP Dr. Nuala O'Connor. She's also the Irish College of GPs lead advisor on COVID-19. Nuala, good morning again.
Good morning.
Is this drop because essentially we're staying away from each other?
Yes, I think that's a lot of it. I suppose COVID-19 virus has reminded all of us just how dangerous an infection can be when we don't have a good drug to treat that infection. I mean, imagine if we had an effective drug to treat COVID-19, we wouldn't be where we are now. And unfortunately, for many years now, we've had this rising problem of multi-drug-resistant bacteria, or the superbugs. So I look on COVID-19 as a supervirus. So we've seen how quickly the supervirus can spread right around the world, doesn't respect any borders, and it's largely transmitted by the respiratory tract, by coughing, sneezing and that. But we have all of these other superbugs. A lot of them transmit through people's bowel or on their skin. And right around the world, we have patients in hospitals with bacterial infections from superbugs that we cannot treat. We do not have an antibiotic to treat them. So about 37,000 people in Europe die every year from these superbugs, and about 700,000 worldwide. So around this time every year, particularly heading into the winter, we always try to emphasise the importance of only using antibiotics when you really need them, so when you have a bacterial infection, and not using them for viral infections. And obviously COVID-19 is a viral infection.
Would it be fair to say, though, that if life returns to normal, and we all hope it does, that will mean that antibiotic use will probably return to normal too?
Well, yes, obviously that would be the danger, but we would hope that maybe people have learned every year. We know that the Irish public actually are very informed about antibiotics and about antibiotic resistance. So they do know that they shouldn't be used for colds and flus. They, generally speaking, they know that you should take the course as prescribed, that you shouldn't share antibiotics. So what we'd like to do is to maybe build on that at the moment, because we now know you reinforce the message that when you have a viral infection, the most important thing to do is to take yourself out of circulation for a while. So when you get symptoms, you stay at home, you keep your child home from school. That stops the infection spreading to others. I would hope people will continue to be very careful about hand hygiene, coughing into their elbow, wearing their tissues. Hopefully we'll be able to get away from wearing the actual masks. But we learn the importance of how, by all of our own personal actions, we can actually stop infection spreading. And if we stop infection spreading, okay, both viral and bacterial, we're going to reduce the need for antibiotics.
Well, let's from moving from superbugs to the supervirus, for want of an awful phrase, movements on restrictions expected this week. And on his way into a meeting of Cabinet this morning, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, was asked about the government's plans for exiting the current Level 5 restrictions on December the 1st.
December is a crucial month for large parts of our economy, and we also have to take into account that Christmas is a really important time for so many people across the country who want to meet up with loved ones. And we also have to have regard to the early part of next year, so that we are starting next year on the best possible footing. So there are a lot of considerations to take into account. I would like to see as much of the economy open as possible, provided it can be done in a safe and a responsible way, and it doesn't compromise unduly the progress we have made on public health grounds.
And that's Michael McGrath. Nuala O'Connor, Irish College of General Practitioners, lead advisor on COVID-19, is still with us. If pubs and restaurants reopen within the next week or two, and people spend more time in each other's company, and they're going to over the next few weeks over the Christmas period, are we going to see a resurgence of cases in January?
Well, I suppose it's inevitable, Gavin, that the more people mix together, the more likely that COVID is actually going to start to rise again, because we know that this virus loves when people get together. The important thing is that we do know how to get together in a safer manner. So it's about avoiding the three C's. What we've got to do is we've got to make sure that we avoid crowded, poorly ventilated indoor spaces. So I do think it is possible for us to start to interact with each other again, but in a safe manner. And at the end of the day, we've made huge strides. You only have to look at Europe to see how well that Ireland has done. And what's important is over the Christmas period that we all think very carefully about who are the people that we really want to spend time with, and to spend time with them in as safe a manner as possible, so we reduce resurgence of this virus and another peak in January.
Dr. Nuala O'Connell, thank you very much for speaking to us again. Nuala is the Irish College of GPs lead advisor on COVID-19.